My name is Rebecca Biber. I'm a collaborative pianist and music teacher in Ann Arbor. My poetry collection, Technical Solace, was published by Fifth Avenue Press in 2017. This poem is called Pied Piper. It took me a while to catch on. NB meant no breath, not nota bene. Eighth notes should flow uphill as though charmed. It took me until reading age to see mark my words in folk tales and not hear mock the way characters talked on stage, on screen, ye olden accent. Commit to memory, note well. I began playing the flute because of a man in tricorn hat on TV. My college vibrato stopped at the hasped door of intimidation, last chair. In every story, there's the clever part and the brave. The smart hero can remember, unclasp the code, discern the trail, know your motivic sequence from your phrase. The brave, daring do, or daring do, would throw the precious object, smite the king, run toward, not away from, flames. Sit down at the banquet of 100 choices and not choose. Touch nothing. It took me all the tales until right now. Don't breathe. Don't clip that thread of make-believe. If you are clever and brave enough, mock my words, you will succeed. Heiligenstadt. And yet it was impossible for me to say to men, speak louder, shout, for I am deaf. Ludwig van Beethoven, October 6, 1802. The green reminds me how well I can see, which reminds me how poorly I hear. The sun prickles the eczema under my linen sleeves. Have begun feeling like selfish papa, which reminds me of the boys. Boys, keep my things without quarreling, and when necessary, sell them. Though security in this life cannot be bought, nor can it be earned. Vienna watches from an hour's ride off how I spent the bright day, sketchbooks filling like a cistern, head full of intervals. The first one, genesis of a tune like gray dawn. When exactly was the last note I heard? City dwellers expect output and fail to fathom high loneliness. The empty jar of pomade I won't replace, since women will not be coming here, not her. They refuse to know me, so I refuse to explain. Perhaps I hide behind temper, the document, my sanguine confidant. I will return after the long rest's duration, brush the way smooth with apology. They'll smile, forget to ask about those cleftless days and pages. Time never got away from me. I will keep on knocking at the gates of joy and her heart, feeling volume through my damaged palms. Ode to the violin. Non-musicians say, guiding the bow over the strings, as if the bow had its own life, only needed conveying, and we, not the instruments, were the solid pack animals. The instruments, not ourselves, the wise conduits, catalogers of a thriving sound biology. We love that green reckoning where science meets narration. We have always carried it on our backs, tired at day's end. Perhaps the non-musicians are correct. The frogs and fingerboards make decent masters. And tell me, which one of us shall last 300 years? Technical Solace. It was years before the scales became like old jeans. The ease snuck up on me, then there it was, keeping me meditative in the afternoon. Sharps made seams in smooth cloth, flicked my fingers up and back. Those edges led to Mozart, the iffy son. Arpeggios arrived after, an unexpected second child, so squally I'd give up, surprised any time docility spread a smile. Tantrums made me run outside, away from the crying. But I always came back. Keys are my landscape, cool, barefoot, petals like stones. Blood and soil. I come from a family of gardeners, and I the least. No great carrot swath, straw swaddled for the first frost sweetness. No tomatoes, heavy and hairy with itchy deliciousness. No ripe snap peas, you get the idea. I grow ground cover that spreads. Reliable orange lilies, shrubs even a crushing snowfall can't kill. The pink gladiolus volunteered. Dusty millers overwintered, and I keep them here. I refuse to reproduce. The people who made me have accepted this. My country cannot accept it. Women raised on corn and soybean land think being female means being them, fecund. Men whose daddies and granddaddies knew best take up pruners, gloves, and fountain pens. First, pluck decisions from poor women. Cull money already stunted, never setting foot on parched dirt. Claim to catch accidental infants as they fall. But falling fruits have randomness. The breeze. Talk of life ignores the frail shoot that fails to sprout, to thrive. The blood that rinses clean, that must be plowed back in. Not every crop brought forth next spring will get nourishing rain. Bodies, full or fallow, need more than lawgivers give in their noblesse oblige. Might they look a child in the eye and say, "Your violation continues now. You will never be done." I come from a fortunate bunch with a little cash. If I needed to rid myself of seed, I would go anywhere. I can. No roots I'd have to saw through, no hothouse beliefs to lose, no squatter's rights on the land. Just this little place I call mine alone, within. I will live and die. I will not grow round. I will not insist that others act like me, nor I like them. On my period, I kneel and weed my plot, loath to deracinate anything, unwilling to give up. Survivor guilt with suburban vista. I have done nothing to deserve this life. Cinnamon body butter, a bathroom and a half, late rising. While the unknown sleeps in our blood, we sleep oblivious, but wake with grinding teeth. Cinnamon-scented body, a bathroom and a half, health, tailored waist, eyes that strangers compliment. I sleep oblivious, but wake with grinding teeth. While the air roils and oceans heat, we walk for health, tailored waists, and strangers' compliments around the neighborhood, keeping our pulses up. While the air roils and oceans heat, we walk. My cousin says breast cancer was the second worst thing. Within the neighborhood, keeping our pulses up, her voice, which hasn't changed through sorrow, mild. My cousin says breast cancer was the second worst thing, satirical and smooth as waxed wood. No bad genes. Her mild voice, which hasn't changed through sorrow, but both breasts scooped out anyway. The thinking could be satirical and smooth as waxed wood. No bad genes. The thing about losing my son, she says, is that both breasts had to be scooped out anyway. The thing is that nothing much matters. Traffic, rude people. The thing about losing my son, she says, is that every day he's still gone. Our family's scarred. Nothing much matters. Traffic, rude people. I have done little to deserve this life. Every day he's still gone, and our family scarred, late rising while the unknown sleeps in our blood.